Hare Krishna japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 11 is called the surrender technique. The surrender technique. To have faith in Sri Krishna's divine name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you must firmly establish the six symptoms of surrender, bhakti sharanagati, within your heart. Sri Sanatana Goswami mentions these six symptoms of surrender in Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11th Vilas, 676. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishya titi vishvaso goptritve varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanye shadvira sharanagati anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishya titi vishvaso goptritve varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanye shadvira sharanagati. The first two symptoms of surrender are 1, anukulyasya sankalp, and 2, pratikulyasya varjanam. You should take a solemn vow, sankalp, that you will only do or act in ways that are favorable for pure bhakti, and you will reject any unfavorable or any activities that go against Krishna bhakti. The third symptom of sharanagati is rakshishya titi. You should have complete faith that Krishna is your protector, raksha. Krishna is my only protector, and I can derive nothing from gyan, yoga, and other such practices. This mood and attitude of trust expresses vishwas in Krishna. Rakshishya titi vishwaso. The fourth symptom is your deliberate acceptance of Krishna as your maintainer. Varanam, deliberate acceptance, and goptritve. And you think like this, I cannot do anything or even maintain myself by my own endeavor. I will serve Krishna as best I can, and surely Krishna will take care of me. This is surrender. This is acceptance of Krishna as your maintainer. Goptritve varanam tata, number 4. Now, number 5. The fifth symptom of surrender is atma nikshep, which means, who am I? I am Krishna's. And my only duty, my only action and karma in life is to satisfy and fulfill Krishna's desire. This is the meaning of submission of the self. Atma nikshepa. The sixth symptom of surrender is karpanye, humility. When a mood of humility genuinely sits in one's mind and heart, then you will feel, in a sincere way, I am lowly, I am wretched, insignificant, and mentally destitute. Thus, when you are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can take a sankalpa or a solemn vow, anukulya, sankalpa, accept the favorable. I will only accept those people and places, those actions, thoughts, desires, and feelings that are conducive to chanting pure Krishna Nam, Shuddha Nam, and I will pratikul yasya varjanam. I will reject and be opposed to everything which is opposed to pure name of Krishna. I have complete faith, vishwas, which means full love and trust in Krishna. And I have full faith, vishwas, that Krishna's holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is my only protector. Rakshishya Titi Vishwaso. Alone, I am powerless, but Krishna's transcendental names is maintaining me, Gotritve Varanam Tata, and taking care of all my needs. All I have to do is chant, chant, chant Hare Krishna. Number 5, Atma Nikshepa. In this mood of self-dedication, one thinks, I am Krishna's, everything for Krishna Nam. My only duty is to serve Krishna's name by chanting with pure love. And this is humility. One prays in a humble state of mind. One adopts this mood of Sharanagati when chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and feels, oh, most sweet and beautiful Sri Nam Prabhu. Oh, most sweet and beautiful Sri Nam Prabhu. I am wretched, worthless, crazy, insignificant, lower than a straw in the street. Oh, Hare Krishna, oh, Sri Nam, please be causelessly merciful to me. Pick me up and keep me as a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Thus ends technique number 11, the surrender technique. One can inject into the holy name while chanting. He can inject these 6 moods of surrender and mix them with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. His technique number 11, the surrender technique.